last year. He died painfully, in white-hot agony only truly expressed in poetry. Shock prevented the worst of it from reaching his brain, but his soul was another matter. His wife died first, and he watched. He had no choice. His attacker gripped his head in a vice, and his sheer disbelief forced and kept his eyes open while two other creatures tore her apart. Her limbs made sounds like unripe fruit being twisted between monstrous hands as her arms were surrendered from her torso. Her jaw dangled open, but if she screamed, he could not hear her. His own voice gave out from shrieking by the time they cast her aside, motionless in the dirt not far from the highway. The engine of their black Jeep Liberty idled, but someone had turned off the lights. He was still alive and conscious when they began to eat her. His attacker held him aloft by the hair in one hand, as if he were the weight of a grocery sack. His pale olukai shoes barely scraped the desert floor as he wriggled uselessly against the monster's strength. The thing held up a school photo of his daughter so he could see it. It was from last year. He kept it in his wallet, which must have fallen out during his brief and futile struggle against them. "Who's this?" the thing asked. Spittle flew and dripped from his lips as he unleashed nonsensical curses and impotent threats at the creature's words. The other two pranced towards them, each holding one of his wife's arms, which they ate like meat from a perverse picnic. He thought maybe her wedding ring winked at him under the moonlight, and he loved her so, so much in that moment. He hoped she really was dead, gone into that non-quiet world of sleep where the pain and fear could not reach. "I think," said the thing holding him up by the hair, turning the photo in its free hand, "we should go to the beach and say hello to her." The implication further infuriated and terrified him, but by then his voice was completely gone. The thing turned him in the air so they were face to face. "Don't worry," it said with absurd sincerity in its eyes. "I will take care of her. I mean it. She'll live forever." He writhed, simultaneously grabbing and clawing at the thing's forearm. It was like scratching a steel beam. "Leave her alone," he managed in a dry, cracked whisper. The thing shook its head. "No," then opened its mouth.